Plyler Show, Friday, September the 11th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Josh Williams joins us, 7:25. We'll talk Vegas lines in week two of the college football season. ReedyLandco.com hunting and fishing report coming up at 7:45 this morning. A lot to do. Going to review and preview, talk some college football, some NFL, some Major League Baseball, get you ready for the weekend. It's Friday. Let's do it. Let's do it all 3 hours today. Can't wait to do it. The leader of this morning group, AM and the AM, Ashley Mixon. Host Ashley Mixon, overtime with Ashley Mixon?
Overtime, yes.
Overtime. With Ashley Mixon or just overtime?
I think with Ashley Mixon.
Let's go.
What up?
How are you?
I am fabulous. I'm anxiously awaiting the result of last night's game, Mickey Plyler.
Oh.
Of our friend Drake Plyler.
Oh. We're down 6-1 going to the bottom of the last.
Okay.
And tie it up 6-6. Tie.
What?
Yeah. Tie. I got into it with the opposing coach.
Mickey, what happened?
Not fair.
Okay.
No, I mean, they just...
So there's no extras in.
Well, the other thing is, well, it's a time. It's all times. No innings. I mean, you do innings, but there is no set amount of innings. You play for an hour.
Okay.
And you don't start the last inning until the hour's up. So, I mean, if an hour's up. So.
Huge comeback.
Great
wow.
comeback. Great comeback. Everybody did their job there in the last inning, and good. Good times.
I love
Big
it.
Big comeback. Yeah,
felt good like base it. Running. Some nice piece of hitting.
Great hitting.
Great hitting.
Base running. Okay. 8-year-old. You know, 8-year-olds.
They got around somehow.
The thing I can talk about is I was on the bench last night while we were hitting, and I was a guy in charge of Juju at bat, Noah on deck, Hunter in the hole. Hunter, get your bat. Juju, get your bat. Everybody, you know, here's what I heard all night long, 8 years old. Now, I've never been in a dugout during because I'm always coaching first base or third base or something, you know. Here's what I heard. Where's my helmet? Has anybody seen my bat? Where's my glove? Anybody? My hat? I can't find my hat. Where's your hat? I don't know. Just go. Just get out in the outfield. Just go. Like, oh. This is the most stress I've ever been in my entire life. I heard Roger Clemens say this yesterday. Someone sent me this. Roger Clemens said the most pressure he's ever faced in his life, not Game 7 of the World Series, coach's pitch. He goes, I got parents yelling at me. Hey, you're a Hall of Famer. Hit the bat, man. He goes, I'm telling you, I got, you know, the last pitch. You had a money ball pitch the last pitch. He goes, I got parents, moms yelling at me saying, hit my son's bat. He goes, I've never felt pressure like that in my life. And you're trying to lob it in there and hit a bat. And the most stress I've ever been in my entire life last night. We got to go, guys. Let's get out of the field. Where's my hat? I can't find my hat. It's like, oh, my gosh, man.
My glove.
Yeah, no gloves, no hats, no bats. Glove. No. I mean, helmets.
But
everybody's
listen,
losing them. Even after the game, nobody, guys don't have hats. They don't know where they are. Like,
correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
This is my experience from my cousin that plays baseball, played baseball at this age, and I would always watch. Let me say, I bet that while they were struggling to remember where our bat and our hat and our glove is, I bet they had it down on lock with the Powerade, maybe with a snack in there. I bet they had that ready to go.
Our family was in charge of snacks, post-game snacks.
Yes.
So the mistake I made was I put it out behind the team as the coach, head coach is talking to the team, and everybody's wanting their snack. And I'm like, no, afterwards, man, afterwards.
Got to wrap it up first.
Wrap it up.
We're talking about this valiant comeback.
Yes.
Lock in.
Yes.
It's glorious. It's glorious.
Good comeback, man. Good comeback.
Just wait till they start chanting.
Oh.
It's coming.
Yeah, I don't want that.
It's coming.
We would chatter and not chant. Chatter is hum batter batter hey 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 swing. Hum batter hum batter hum bay swing. Y'all never. I don't think kids chatter anymore.
No, I think it's more chanting.
Battle battle hit it to Seattle. That one. Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this: is there going to be a day where you come out of the bullpen? You're the closer, or are you kind of permanently coaching in the dugout?
I don't know. I hadn't been in the dugout. I've been on the first base, but last night we were early coaching the first base, and If I do a season of it, it will be the end of me. I will be in a funny farm. I'll be in a padded room. Now, I told him last night after the game, hey, put your names in your hats, man. Just write your names in your hats. And everybody should know your glove. And thing is, they got these $50 bags.
Yep.
Bat and helmet and glove. Just put it in there. Our last team, we did a good job. I might go do this weekend. Go to Lowe's or Home Depot and get those big paint buckets.
Yep.
Put names on it. Everybody put the bat, the ball, and that's where it goes, and you know where it is at the end of it. But then the other thing is, like we change positions every inning. So we played five innings last night. We had five different catchers. You know, just let everybody experience. So putting equipment on?
That's a lot of turnover.
Yeah. A
lot of turnover.
Yeah, kids never caught before, and I got to put the equipment on. I was like, you got to get down there every half inning.
I understand where your stress is coming from.
Well, the other thing is, like, when we're in the field, I go behind home plate and help the home plate umpire because the ball bounces and goes to the fence every time.
Sure.
And so you got two people back there, the umpire, and then your team's in the field, you go and help them retrieve balls. So I had like a Labrador Retriever back there last night, you know?
You probably got a good workout in.
Yeah. I kept telling him he was going to kennel up after the game or something, you know?
Sweat
like a
go.
Pig. Seriously, sweat like a pig last night. And then I got into it with the opposing coach. And I was I right. Both like umpires came to me after the game, by the way, and said, man, you're right. It's all right.
I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back moment for
Well, it was good, though. Had a good time. Everybody
congrats.
Played well. It was a good time. Kids are great. Everybody's good. My little daughter, I kept watching my daughter back there. She made two new friends, and they're back there playing. So, Americana, man. Americana.
Incredible.
It's good, yeah.
Congrats on the valiant comeback.
Valiant comeback, no doubt. How was your I played golf yesterday. My good's so good right now.
Mickey.
I just got to get my bad better.
Was good yesterday?
Yeah, but here's just a quick thing. Let me tell you what the kind of idiot I am. So I've been taking these lessons. My teacher's got me and we're hitting it right. So we're trying to hit this draw. We're trying to start the ball right at the target with the driver and trying to hit cuts with the irons. Mm-hmm. And like an idiot, I said, hey, my iron swing is better than my driver swing. Let me try to hit cuts off the tee today. Five holes in, I'm four over par, and that's it. So I go back to hitting draws and didn't miss another drive after that. So played great. But I wasted the first five holes. And then just trying to fit iron shots into two, you know, in a sucker pins and stuff. Just a mental midget, man. Like just a idiot.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
We live and we learn.
But the good's good right now, man. I like where I got all this going.
Let's go.
Yeah. How was your Thursday?
My Thursday was awesome. It was one of the more chill days I've had in a while, which was so nice. I made a new recipe last night.
What was it?
I made lasagna soup, Mickey.
Talk to me.
Mickey. So it's essentially like you're making lasagna, but you don't put it in the oven. It's all in one big pot. You put your pasta in there. Get your cheese in there,
let's
your
go.
Tomatoes, all your stuff. It was delicious.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Love it.
Great. It felt very fall, you know?
I think
maybe I'm just manifesting like a little bit chillier weather. But
hopefully, right?
It was perfect.
Texas pitcher, he's a cement mixer. Yeah. We pitcher belly itcher, we got that one.
Y'all know about my coaching experience. Wasn't great.
Yeah.
Wasn't great.
In the end, you're too sensitive, though.
In the end, I was trying to be Bobby Knight.
Yeah, Bob Knight.
Time and place.
Yeah. What are we going to do in segment two?
Let's talk a little bit of other college football games going on this weekend. Let's get you prepped.
All right, let's do it. Can't wait. We'll do that, and it'll be great. Texas said, I coached Little League several long years ago. And had a prayer to join the team late. So I got down on one and asked the little fella where he'd like to play. Coach will teach you how to play there. He thought for a second and replied, Pickens. I had a kid last night. It's a true story. Had a kid last night, left-handed hitter.
Okay.
And I got a nickname for him, Law Dog. I went, Law Dog. Man, I'm loving that new bat you got. He went, yeah, it's a right-handed bat, but I'm going to use it anyway. That's where you are with 8-year-olds. Braves 3-1 over Tampa.
Lord.
Big win for the Braves. Phillies lost a four-game lead there. Miami, I mean, have you seen the numbers? Again, everybody knew it was going to be this way. Let me give you some of these. Darian Mintz up 14 and 15 for 252, three touchdowns, no picks. Their backup goes 8 of 8 for 144 and three touchdowns.
Good Lord.
And their third team guy went 5 of 6 for 30 yards. They went 27 of 29 for 426, six touchdowns, no picks.
What was Ran the score, Mick?
77 to 7. Sound like the forgiveness in the Bible. 77 times 7. They ran it for 430 and five touchdowns. So they got the running game going a little bit. They held the Rattlers to four first downs. 42 first downs to four. You heard me right. 42 first downs to four. 856 yards to 107. Why is this game on TV?
It's the kind of David and Goliath to talk about in the Bible.
Yeah.
Really is. That's just not fair.
Not good.
I knew it was going to be bad. But when I checked it last night and there were like 7 minutes left and it was 77-7.
Yeah.
It's like Dane Young earlier this week was talking about Georgia's game last weekend.
Like, what's the point?
And said, Georgia would be better practicing against themselves.
Yeah.
It's kind of the case.
Villanova, Louisville tonight, 7 o'clock, ACC Network. Louisville, 36.5-point favorite. Virginia, Norfolk State, ACC Network, extra 7 o'clock. Virginia, 45.5-point favorite. Good game tonight. Matt up, Chad Patterson, Missouri, and Kansas, Rock Chalk. Missouri, a 5-point road favorite at Kansas. Fox, 8 o'clock. Bunch tomorrow. You got Georgia in round two of a preseason game, 12:45, Western Kentucky, 40.5-point favorites there. You have Clemson and Georgia. I don't know the line. I had to pick the score. You had to pick scores for Clemson Insider. I had to pick a score yesterday. What'd you pick for Clemson, Georgia Southern? Do you remember?
I ended up saying – I've changed it a couple times, which is definitely cheating, but I think I landed on like 35 to 20.
You don't want to know mine now.
How close?
By the way, Towson State, 43.5-point dog in Williams-Brice tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, ESPN Extra, SEC Network Extra. You're not even on the SEC Network tomorrow night. Clemson ACC Network tomorrow night, 19.5 is the line there, Georgia Southern Clemson.
Oh, it keeps going down.
And it should. I predicted 23-21. Fourth quarter pillow fight in Death Valley tomorrow. NFL last night. How about the Rams supposed to win the Super Bowl? They get beat 27-7 down under.
Man, I watched the first quarter.
Yeah.
And I was so excited for that game because I thought both offenses, I thought it was going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
And nope.
How about that?
Nope.
27-7.
Well, Brock Purdy threw a pick down 7-3, and I was like, oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Nope.
We did find out a piece of interesting news that Clemson football 2027 opens up Georgia State.
Love it.
In the last week of August.
Love it.
So, yeah, have a little easier opener there. You'd hope, at least. You'd think at least.
I love a week zero game.
Let's go. Let's get it done.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Segment two, Ashley Mixon, we return right after this.
What's going on, everybody? Sam Jones here. The Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles is back in action this week as the high school football season roars into week four here in the Upstate. As always, join Grayson Mann and me live as we break down all the action before, during, and after the game on Friday nights. Pre-game coverage begins at 7 p.m. with kickoff at 7:30 p.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Every day, tailgate day as well. Ingles, let's do it. Let's make sure we got it done right. Go by and see my great friends at Ingles. Ingles is going to do an incredible job for you. You're going to love Ingles. Love the tailgate supplies you're going to have. All your drinks, all your chips. Don't forget, fill up with the gas before you leave. Going to Athens, going to Columbia, coming to Clemson. And make sure you got everything that you need and take care of it. It's our great friends over at Ingles. If you really want them to take care of it for you, let them do your tailgate platter for you. Call in advance and let's order that tailgate platter and let's take care of it. So, our great friends over at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings, love Ingles.
Bro, college, or local.
They got it all.
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
If you had injured your sleep bed. So, Eddie Vedder's and the guys, let's get those guys some injured sleep beds. The best mattress in the world, the ES Duo mattress, is awesome. You're going to love it. It's an incredible mattress and it's thousands of dollars more affordable than the other top-end mattresses out there. The best mattresses are made in Greenville, South Carolina, and that's why NFL teams use them. That's why NBA players use them. That's why the real housewives They order from Engineer Sleep. How about that?
Are you kidding?
No. PGA Tour players, tons of PGA Tour players. The best mattress in the world. Check them out. Engineer Sleep, 333 North Pleasant Bird Drive, engineersleep.com. Segment 2 with AM and the AM, Ashley Mixon.
Let's do some score predictions this weekend. Let's do some win predictions this weekend.
All right.
I was thinking about our Bennett Equipment College Football Pick'em Contest picks.
All right.
Which
I don't remember who I picked. Do we have it? I can find it.
I don't either because I did it in a – Mickey, let me tell you. I got some well-deserved on-air chastisement yesterday on Out of Bounds because last week I submitted my picks late because I keep thinking they're due on Friday. And so Ben in his email with all the different teams this week put in red letters at the top, due by 1 p.m. Thursday for me. He texts me at 1:15. Ashby, got to get the picks. I felt so bad.
What time were they due?
1 p.m.
And they were 50 minutes late?
Yeah, I got them at 1:17.
Did he let you do it last week? Like, did they count last week or did you go 0-10? He just give you a whole big gloss.
No, he let me do it. But but from here on out, apparently I have an on-air punishment from here if I do it again. Well, got to lock
call
in.
The principal's office.
I know, and I hate being in trouble.
All right. So this week's easy. I got 10 winners. I'm 10-0 this week.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
So tonight, I had to think about what day it was. Tonight, Villanova at Louisville. Louisville favored by 36.5.
I'll tell you, the quarterback's good. If you watched it, the quarterback is stinking good.
Oh, Kienholz?
Yeah. And he looks like he got more comfortable as the game went on.
For sure.
18-29, 307, 2 touchdowns, no picks. He's a good athlete. He runs as well. I like both those running backs, both Browns. And I think Louisville is, to me right now, it looks like Miami won in this league. SMU, Louisville, Virginia have separated themselves. I think SMU, Louisville, and Virginia are better than Duke, better than North Carolina, better than Pittsburgh, better than Syracuse, better than Virginia Tech, Wake Forest, Boston College, Cal, Clemson, Georgia Tech, Florida State, Stanford, NC State. To me, this is three teams for one spot. Miami's going to get a spot. Miami's just going to roll everybody.
Yeah, they are.
So who's next?
Mickey, Louisville looked so much better than SMU.
Yeah, SMU looked good except for the turnovers, though. I mean, SMU, they moved the ball. Let me make sure I'm not saying this. Against Florida State. Bear with me here. That's Monday night. You got to scroll all the way down for that one.
Wasn't it like 5 turnovers, though, or something crazy?
They had 4 turnovers, I believe. But SMU outgained Florida State 585 to 324. They had 23 first downs, but they turned it over 4 times.
Okay.
They kept shooting themselves in the foot, but they were 26-36 for 430 yards passing. Like, 585. Like, SMU looked good, except for they turned it over. So, I think SMU is going to be right in the middle of it. And Virginia.
I did, too. I had, originally before the season, I had them finish in second in the ACC.
Yeah.
But if you can't hold on to the ball against Florida State, and Louisville's doing that against Ole Miss.
Yeah, but that's a one-game deal, man. I'm telling you, these teams change a bunch. And then, you know, one was the tornado punt as a special teams deal for SMU. True. So, they're not going to turn over. If they turn over 4 times every game, yeah, but I don't think they're going to do that. And I think they're going to see – I think they're going to be right in the middle of it. And I can't separate within a field goal's difference between SMU, Louisville, and Virginia right now.
Tell me this, because we haven't talked about it. Did Louisville bring up some concerns with – Ole Miss's defense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about that.
Like, big concerns?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Same. Agree.
Yeah.
All right.
And here's the thing. SMU doesn't run it as well as Louisville and Virginia. Virginia doesn't throw as well as SMU. Louisville is the most balanced of those three offensively.
Mm-hmm.
SMU's going to sling it. Virginia's going to pound it. Louisville is a team that is a little more balanced at this point with this quarterback.
Totally agreed. That is my concern long-term with Virginia is against good defenses, are you going to be able to give it to your quarterback and let him run it that many times?
The only answer to that is, that's a very good point. The only answer to that is, Virginia's offensive line is so good and their running game is so good that you will have to designate the box to stop the run, and with it, it will open up huge opportunities for Pribula in the passing game.
That's fair.
And he's got to walk through that door, and I'm not sure he's capable of walking through the door. But that door is going to be open because that offensive line is so good and that running game is so good that you will – there's not too many defenses in the country that can play you straight up as good as that offensive line is. And nobody, Virginia's going to play in the regular season, is good enough to line up and play honestly. So you're going to choose to designate to load the box. And when you do, then you're going to open yourself up to some opportunities.
Let me tell you, Pribula had such a turbulent offseason trying to find a place to go to school.
He was going to Virginia Tech.
He was going to Virginia Tech and then was in his meeting or walking into his meeting, and the other quarterback was walking out that they had just taken instead of him while he was on campus.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, I think he ended up in the most favorable situation 100%. For a quarterback.
With that running game, with that offensive line,
like
100%.
A quarterback's dream.
Yeah.
Because it's not on you to be Superman.
We don't know what they're doing in the passing game yet. We do know it's 9 of 11. 2 touchdowns, no picks. Like, all right.
Take that, man.
Yeah.
I think he's a good player.
And by the way, he beat the best team of anybody of those three. NC State's not great. The State's better than Florida State. And Louisville didn't beat Ole Miss. So.
And Virginia beat NC State.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah. Never had a chance.
I feel good about those three teams.
Yeah.
I feel right now better about Virginia and Louisville than I do SMU.
Who's the fifth best team in the league? I honest to goodness, I really don't know.
I need to watch this weekend Virginia Tech and Duke. I need to watch those two. Because those were the first two that came to my mind.
Duke got a good win.
Yeah, they did.
And defense played well.
There's a gap, though.
But Tulane's got a new coach, and that's not the same Tulane team.
No.
And Virginia Tech, how do you know the first week? But we'll see.
Week one, friends.
Yeah.
Slash.
By the way, who's Clemson better than in the ACC right now? NC State?
Boston College.
Boston College.
Look, some of these will have a head-to-head matchup later this season to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Against Syracuse and Duke and all the above.
I get some people I feel sorry for this weekend. I'll tell you about it in a minute. Go ahead.
Have we talked about the LSU player saying, go beat up on Wake Forest?
Yeah.
Why did Wake Forest catch a stray?
Yeah, Wake Forest done pretty good.
Why did Wake Forest have to be the one?
Clemson can't beat up on Wake Forest.
That was my first thought. Like,
go beat up on Georgia Southern.
It's a compliment.
Yeah.
Oh, you think we beat up on Wake Forest?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Takes a tough guy to talk trash after beating somebody 51-10, though. So. Yeah.
Go beat up on. That was the funniest tweet I saw was from some. I think it was Wake Forest Barstool. It was like,
we
beat an SEC team last winter, guys. Like, okay. Anyways, I don't know. I actually think they are going to be pretty good this year, Wake Forest.
Good defensively. I worry about the quarterback a little bit.
Me too. They've been close the last few years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I got a, not a lock of the week, but I got a thought here. I'll let you finish with your.
All right. Well, we got a lot of nothing games here this weekend, or should be nothing games. We saw that's not always true with Michigan last
week. ACC's
weekend.
Featured, though. Tonight, Louisville, Virginia, NC State, Boston College all play tonight.
Yep. All right. Let's talk Louisville. Or we already talked Louisville.
Yeah.
Virginia.
No, nothing to see here. Michael Vick coming to town.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Tony had 45. A cool answer about that.
I didn't see that.
They asked him, like, what does that mean? And he said, he is so influential and important in our sport. My wife actually got a picture with him in the airport a few years ago. She was so excited.
How about that?
Pretty sick. All right.
Do you think that Michael Vick tells his team in a pregame?
Go be dogs?
Yeah. Anybody got any dog in them?
Be a dog.
My wife.
Whoa.
My wife loves David Bennett stuff. Could be a dog. She played it again the other day. And I told her, I said, I know David Bennett.
It fires her up.
Yeah.
Come on.
And the other thing is, Drake was talking about something the other day, like somebody said something to him. He's talking about bullying or something like that. And my wife's like, don't take that. I said, be like your mom. Have a little dog in you. I was like, Mayor, you don't have any dog in you. What are you talking about, have a dog in you? Who are you kidding? I said, oh, no, I was nobody messed with me. I said, yeah, you messed with anybody else either. You went to class and made your 4-0 and you went home. Like, you didn't have any dog in you. Anyway.
I once told my best friend that she had a dog in her and it was a Maltese.
Oh, a little ankle biter. A
little white fluffy dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's that dog in you.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a dog, though.
Can I get totally off, tell you one quick one.
Of course.
You see this Kolaguard commercials on TV right now? Well, it's not now, but... So, this is one of these things where...
What's Kolaguard?
Kolaguard checks for colon cancer. So, what you do is you poop. Or you swipe your poop. And you put it in this box. And you send it off this company, and they tell you if you got cancer or not. But you have to go, I think I'm right with saying this. I think there's a net down there that catches your poop. Like you put it in your toilet, it catches your poop. And then you take this swab, and you swipe your poop, and then you put it in this container, and then you ship it back to the company. And on the outside of the box, it says Kolaguard. It's like CG, Kolaguard, and it says it. Return, you know, they pay for the shipping and everything, right? My good friend, one of my good friends said, he's going to do it, but right before he sends it back, he's like a Snicker bar and rub some stuff on the outside of the box.
That's evil.
That is evil. So the UPS guy comes up and goes, oh.
I'm going to tell you, there was a little turn in my stomach.
Yeah, I'm
a
sorry.
Little dry heave when you said the words poop net. I don't think I ever want to think about that again, because in my imagination, I was imagining
a
fishing thing. Nope,
poop net. I think that's the case.
Could shout out Kolaguard.
We got more to talk about. We might introduce, this is a good deal here from 5345, said, we need some Biggie today. You've never done Biggie. We'll do Biggie. I'll explain Biggie to everybody when we come back. We hadn't done it in a couple of years. We'll do it. So Brent from Anderson, appreciate that. Yeah, we'll do Biggie Games of the Week. Short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. Pratt Energy Lawyer phone lines, Adams Grove text line, much more after this.
24-7, 365. The action never ends. For around-the-clock sports talk, catch the worldwide leader in sports on ESPN Radio. Right here on The Roar. A proud affiliate of the ESPN family.
Whenever I thought of, metal roofs, I think of the sound on a metal roof when a good storm comes through. We don't have storms anymore. It doesn't rain anymore. But if it ever rains again, you can be protected by that. But think about that. And I always thought that shingles and roofs like that just had to be this. Well, it doesn't have to be. It can be metal roofs and metal shingles and tile metal shingles. You're going to love our great friends over at Best Buy Metal Roofing. Builders, let's put this in your repertoire. And let's have some folks, your clients, be able to do that and see if they like that. So love it. Love Best Buy Metals. They're off of White Hampton Boulevard. Go by their website. Learn more about them. Let's get a low maintenance. Let's get a lifetime warranty. And let's make your roof really shine and be one of the best parts of your homes. Best Buy Metal Roofing. Check those good folks out.
Strike up the band, because it's time for college football.
Over the middle.
105.5 and 97.5. The Roar.
If you're